Thank you. Good to be here. I think before I get started, I just want to take a minute and kind of reflect on the things that have happened in Texas over the last week. You know, coming down here and reading about it and seeing it, it's a good reminder to me of how much we love football and how important it is, but there's bigger things in life, and thoughts and prayers are certainly with people around here. I'm excited to be here. First, want to thank my AD, Terry Mahajer, President Cartwright at UCF for giving me a chance to come back to a place that I love. Ashley and I were both really excited to get back to Orlando because of the way the fans and the UCF family treated us the first time, and it's been the same since we've been back. So I'm excited to do the best I can to help put a good product on the field for the fans and UCF family. Excited to be in the Big 12. I think the things the Big 12 has done have positioned itself uniquely. I think there's some really smart moves being made. Got a lot of admiration for Commissioner Yormark and what the Big 12 has become. I think it's a really fair, balanced league, and anybody can win if you do things right. So we're working hard to push ourselves in that direction. Want to just take one more minute to, I see Paul out there, to just give a shout out to the four young men that are here with me today: Paul Rubelt, Nigelie Kelly, Kelly Lawson, and Miles Montgomery. They're unbelievable representatives of our football team and our university, and proud to have them with me. So happy to be here.
If you have any questions, please raise your hand so our microphone holders can get to you. We'll start here in the center left.
Matt Rochelle of the Orlando Sentinel. Scott, I wanted to ask, you mentioned Paul. What has he meant to the program? Obviously, you brought him here from media days, but from the moment he first arrived on campus to now, what have you seen from him, especially this year coming back to that?
Well, I see him right now. He's about as tall sitting down as you are standing up. He's almost like an ambassador for UCF. You know, he came from Germany. He's been there 6 years, right, Paul? 6 years at the university. Great human being, fun to be around every day. Love everything he stands for. I've seen him get even better than what he was last year in my short time at UCF. So excited to watch him continue to blossom, and I'm just lucky to be around him for a year.
Go to center right in the middle.
Hi, Coach. Cody Nesper from Golden Blue Nation. You and Rich Rodriguez are both back at old jobs, different circumstances, but what are, from your perspective, things that are different and things that haven't changed so much?
UCF is unique, in my opinion. It's so young compared to most of the other schools in Power 4 leagues. It certainly feels like home to me and feels comfortable, but it has grown since I've been there. It's amazing to see the changes. I think we're just scratching the surface of what UCF can be as a university and athletic department. If we keep working hard to push it, I think UCF can become something even far greater than what it has become today. The support of the people around Orlando and the alumni that we have are certainly pushing us in a good direction. And again, I'm really excited to be able to represent that group again.
The front row.
Hey, Coach. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. I wanted to ask you just specifically, what are some of the changes that you were able to implement in this offseason on and off the field as far as maintaining the success for this upcoming season?
We had a lot of work to do when I got to UCF again. I think we had 48 scholarship players on the team when I got there. So it's going to be almost a complete reset. I think we have close to 70 new football players in our program. That being said, almost every one of them is new to me since I just got there. We have a lot of work to do to make sure we get to know each other and take a collection of individuals and turn them into a cohesive unit. And that doesn't just happen. We have to be very intentional about that. I guess the good side of that is we were able to, you know, flip the roster and bring kids in largely that fit us from a scheme standpoint and from a character and culture standpoint. And it's been fun watching that group of guys come together.
We'll go center left, midway back.
Hey, Coach. Xavier McNevitz, Scobuff Sports. Obviously, you've been out of college football for a couple years now. What would you say is the biggest thing you have learned that should help you with your second stint at UCF?
I think all experience, good and bad, gives you wisdom and new perspective. Biggest thing I've learned, probably you can't do anything alone. And the family at UCF, the way they've treated us the first time, the way they're continuing to treat us, my wife and I are so happy there. And we were looking forward to getting back there and planting roots and helping bring our kids up and raise our kids in Orlando. But knowing that you can't do anything yourself, I'm really excited about the group of guys that we brought together on the coaching staff, the people in the building and administration and coaching. And it takes a group and it takes a team. And I'm really excited about the people that I've surrounded myself with.
Center left, Barry.
Yeah, Barry Trammell, Tulsa World. Scott, talking about going back to a place you've been. A lot of guys have done that in college football, but most of them have been at the back end of their careers, and you're not. What are the advantages of coming back to a place you know well, knows you well, but you're still early in your career or in the prime of your career?
I don't know where I am in my career for sure, but I'm happy to be back in Orlando. Going home isn't always easy. Going back isn't always easy. This was an easy choice for me because of how much we liked it there. I think UCF has grown so much and has so much growth potential. I've said this a lot today, but our 2017 run, I think, had a lot to do with UCF positioning itself in a place where it could become a candidate to be in a league like the Big 12. You know, it's my goal to continue to try to help UCF push forward. If there's any more changes coming, we need to be positioned in the right place and to do everything that we can to make it a legitimate competitor in this league and beyond. We have a lot of work to do to get there, but it's probably the only place that I would want to be doing this in college football.
All right, again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go to center left.
Alyssa Cooper with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So the Big 12 has changed a little bit over the past couple of years. And what do you hope that the Big 12 going forward prioritizes as it continues to evolve?
Well, what the Big 12 prioritizes is going to be decided by people that are smarter and higher up than I am. I played in the Big 12 the first couple years that it was the Big 12. Obviously, it's changed since then. Had a ton of admiration for the league watching from afar. The parity in this league, the different types of styles in this league, the high-scoring brand of football that they play, I think it makes for an exciting product. There's so many good schools in this league. Great guys are coaching them. You can make an argument that any team in this league, if they do things right, can win this league. That makes a fun product for us to coach in, and I think a fun product for people to watch. And it makes it a fair game where if we do things right and come together as a team and play well, we're going to have a chance. And we're doing everything we can to give ourselves a chance. But I think Commissioner Yormark and the rest of the people in the league have uniquely position this league. I think it's a fast, exciting brand of football, and like I said, I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Center right, gentleman at the end.
Hi, Coach. David Howman with Devils in Detail. You mentioned a little bit about your time away from college football. Last year we were with the Los Angeles Rams. What specifically did you take away from Sean McVay and his staff, and is there anything that you picked up that works on the NFL level you can implement in your second run at UCF?
Yeah, I was really lucky to get there. I'm grateful to Sean and Les and the rest of the guys out there. You've given me a chance to be out there for a year. It really kind of reignited my passion for what I love to do, being around the game and coaching. I didn't really have an intention of leaving college pro football. UCF opened, and that was an easy decision for me because it was a place that I had so much fun at before. those guys out in L.A. have an unbelievable building. They've surrounded themselves with unbelievable people, top to bottom on that staff. I can't compliment it enough. I'm grateful to them for letting me spend a year out there. And, you know, there's a lot of things. Sean McVay is one of the best innovators in pro football in a long time as far as offensive scheme, and I was able to pick up some of those things too. So, again, just adding to the experience that I had, I think I'll be able to take some of those things and use them. Mostly, I'm grateful to Sean and Les for letting me spend a year out there.
Good. Sit right.
Hey, Coach Frost. Andrew Cherico, Latavius Knights, 247. I just wanted, you took over a Knights team that was winless, and now you turned that team undefeated. Now you enter the Big 12, one of the most volatile leagues in Power 4 football. What excites you and what encourages you about that, knowing that it is possible you could have a quick turnaround, especially for the guys as well?
Yeah, we had a lot of success probably earlier than we thought we would. My first stint at UCF, I think that'll be even bigger mountain to climb because of the level of football that's played in this league. I loved being in the American, but it wasn't the same level that of teams that we're going to be facing now. That being said, you know, now that we're in Orlando, Florida, and in a big-time league, the type of talent that we can attract to Orlando is a lot better, and if we do things right, we're going to have a chance. So, again, I'm excited about the players we have. We flipped the roster, made a lot of changes. We have a lot of talent. It's just we don't have a lot of returning production or experience. And it's going to be a challenge for us to see how fast we can take that collection of individuals and turn them into a team. But it's going to be a fun ride.